Yeah, there's a 10-15 Ma'ariv. Oh, but it's Monday night. There's a wonderful Chalek shir at a quarter after nine. Rabbi Goldstein gives a sharing Chalek at 9:15. If you're interested. And in fact, he gives the shir even if you're not interested. Okay, what's today? Monday night. Monday night, or Lechof Hey Adar Aleph, I believe. And we're in Shmaitz of Vav, we're starting Perek Chof Aleph. The Shmaitz is continuing his discussion of Eirecha Nemen B'Yisurin, and if you say Kol Mokum Shemina Torah Eirecha Rekhan Shnayim, and we explained last night that Shmaitz of Vav Perek Chof Aleph. And we explained last night that when you say if there's a din of Kol Mokum, you gotta be careful, because there's two parts to the so-called din of Kol Mokum. Again, the sentence is Kol Mokum Shemina Torah Eirecha Rekhan Shnayim. The Gemara, the context in which this is almost always said, Shmaitz of Vav, Perek Chof Aleph. The context in which this is almost always said is that this, a second aid that contradicts him, that comes after him, is not Neman. Even though you would say it's one against one, they can't. Whether it's Commander Isnu, Commander Lesnu is right now not Nogeya. What's Nogeya is that he's not believed. It's not Eirechot Ba'akosha. The second, the aid that comes afterwards is not believed. Because Kol Mokum Sheminitur Eirechot Harei Kan Shnayim, the Ein Devor of Shalechot B'Mokum Shnayim. That's the second half of the sentence. So there's, we saw yesterday, and the Shmaitz really is just going to reiterate and repeat and go over it again in Perek Chof Aleph. For example, when there's a Shaila and a Machlokas about Eirechot Nemo B'Yisurin, whether you use the rule, whether you say the rule, so there's a shaila if you say the first part of the rule, and the shaila if you say the second part of the rule. What do I mean? Because the Shmaitzer says, because there are Rishonim that say that the first part of the rule, that Kamokum Shemina Torah Eirecha Arei Kan Shnayim, is only said when you really need to, and for some reason you're believing one. Either there's a Xeris HaKosov, like Be'egla Rufa, the Shmaitz is going to say in this Perek, that the Egla Rufa aid that says he saw a Rotseach to avoid the whole Egla Rufa ceremony is really not believed, because Egla Rufa has a din of a korban. He says, we'll see in today's Shmaitz, in today's Perek. He has a din of a korban, and Echad's really not now. Or certainly the Echad that says Meis Baila on Anisha. Or the Sota, certainly it's Dovah Shebe'erba, he says that she became Tomei. So all these things need to aid him. But Isurin only need one. So you don't say, Kol Mokum Shemina Torah, Areichad, Areichan Shnayim. Stop. You don't say the first, that's a diun. Marik, Ritva, we saw whether you say the first half of the sentence. Yeah, there's always reasons. No. Biyodo is when it's against the Chazaka. Then you don't. But there's a general shaila, whenever you say Erech Adem and Biyisurin, whether it's without Biyodo, because it's not against the Chazaka, or whether it's with Biyodo, because it's against the Chazaka. So that's one shaila. Then, the second shaila is, even if you do say it, look, I'll be the first half of the sentence, but maybe it's inapplicable to say the second half of the sentence, that a second aid that comes along, and is makish, the first aid, is now no longer believed because it's one against two. Because that's the Shmaitz's second point. But the Shmaitz's maskana is that since the Eid Echad is also talking about Isurin, so he's also Kishnayim. And it's the whole din of Kamokim Shemina Torah Eid Echad, Harei Kan Shnayim, and the ramification of that, that the second aid that comes is not believed, is only appropriate when the special nemonus of the aid is the first aid. And then the second aid would only create an echad b'hakosha. It's too late. But if the second aid has the same special nemonus as the first aid, let's say an aide would be believed to say lo meis baila. It is not the case. So then he's also the same yachson as the first guy. So even if the first guy is kishnayim, he's also kishnayim.
There's two rules.
Right, and they would cancel that. So that's why
there's two conditions.
There's two
conditions to
if you want to. There's two diunim. in the discussion in the Shmaitza of if the rule applies to Eidecha Nemen B'Yisurin in Perek Chof and in Perek Chof Aleph, there are two different parts of the discussion. One is whether you say Kishnayim, because maybe you only need an Eidecha, so there's no Din Kishnayim, so he's only an Eidecha. And then the second aid is one against one, right? The second discussion is, even if you do say Kishnayim, but maybe the second half of the sentence is doesn't apply, because the second one's also Kishnayim, because he's also talking about Isurin.
Well, okay. You're not going to have any nafkamina unless you have the two conditions are met. You'll have no nafkamina from this rule.
I don't know what you mean by nafkamina. Right, but there's two discussions. One is a machlekes ritva and marik, and the other one is a machlekes shach and the shmeitzer. That's all. I'm just pointing out, when you see and you learn the Shmaitza and you keep seeing the lashon, whether there's a din of kol makom, you have to make sure you understand clearly which half of the kol makom is he talking about. The first half, whether b'chlal is a din that he's kishnayim, or the second half, that the second guy is echad b'makom shnayim. Right? The full sentence is kol makom shemina torah arech arekan shnayim. And then the second half of the sentence is Vein Dvarav Shalechad B'Mokom Shnayim, which is used to negate the second guy that comes along. Okay. By the way, if they come B'Vasachas, then it's always Eidechad B'Akasha. The whole din is only said once Bezna was Mekabel, the Aedis of the first aid, and Paskin Dalpiv. Okay, now we're up to Perek Chof Aleph. I just told you the whole Perek Chof Aleph also. He just reiterates it and applies it to different cases, and he just says it again and again and again with twists and turns, but basically that's what he said in Perek Chof, and he really just repeats it all in Perek Chof Aleph, just he uses different applications. Umashikosu v'shach, and v'nira li raya. The shach brings a raya that we do say l'gabi isurin kol makom. He brings a raya misof sota kabi echad oimer roisi ahorek from egla rufa veechad omer lo roisa. So he holds the shach's understanding of the ritva that says you only say an echad kishnayim when you need shnayim is only by a dovah shebe'erva. That's how the shach understood the ritva. So he said, hey, egla rufa is not a dovah shebe'erva, and still the Gemara applies the rule. So the Shach says, oh, Seidach and Nemah Bisurin is also going to be Kishnayim, just like the Egla Rufa guy. Hossam says the Shmaitza, no. Ain't Eidach and Nemah Bo. The Eidach is not Nemah to say he saw the killer and thus negate the whole Egla Rufa ceremony, because the Pasuk says, Lo no da mihi kohu. Ho no da. So you don't do Egla Rufa, even if there was only one aid. So that's what he says. This is not the usual, just the run-of-the-mill Eidechot Nemem B'Yisurin. The whole Korban, Ein Eidechot Kav. This is like a fantastic statement. I don't know. The Shmaitz is, it calls it a Korban. It's not, of course, a Korban. I mean, it's not a Korban. I mean, it's called a carbon. I don't know if it's called a carbon. I don't know. No, the Shmaitzer calls it a carbon. I know that Sora Mishtaleach is called a carbon. I never heard of Egla Rufa being called a carbon. I mean, it creates kapora. So that's all he means. I mean, obviously, it's not a carbon. It doesn't have kedushas aguf. The Egla Rufa does not have chasam shalom, I would even say. It's not shchutei chutz. It's not even shchita. You oref it. It's okay. What? Well, he's talking now about Egla Rufa. The truth is, whether they could be psulim or not is a different deal. Anyway, he's saying it's a carbon. Carbon ain't echad kam. Anyway, I would say, I don't know, it's not a question of Egla Rufa be surin. The question of whether or not you're going to bring the Egla Rufa is not a question of, I wouldn't even say maybe to be made that someone killed someone is not an Eidechot, it's not a business for an Eidechot. Even if you believe the Eidechot, Lagabi negating the Egla Rufa ceremony, no one has a tzad that you give the guy Misa, just because you believe that, you don't believe the Eidechot to give a Misa. Anyway, the Teda, Midyamrina Shom Begemora Sota, The Gemara says, how do you know he's believed? Time of the makhishile, halom makhishe erechod mehemen, minalon, how do you know? Omakrolo no de miikol, says the Shmaitza. Well, obviously, if saying that he saw the horeg would be a din of erechod nemon b'yisurin, the Gemara wouldn't all of a sudden pop up and say, how do you know he's nemon? The Gemara would say, erechod nemon b'yisurin, just like it says in Nidah, that beis with beis, in Isha Rab and Yavomis, erechod nemon b'yisurin. The truth is, we don't know how you know erechod nemon b'yisurin. Machlok is Rashi Taisus, but the Shmaitza could have said that. Hey, there's a Gemara in Sota that says how you know erechod nemon b'yisurin. But that's what the Shmaitza says on the Shach. How can you say that the, how can you tushtel the Egla Rufa erechod with the din of erechod nemon b'yisurin? Obviously that's not a din of erechod nemon b'yisurin, because there you see the Gemara needs a special posuk for it. Vimkei muchach de la mishum b'yisurin hu. Oh, the Yisurin is a Sofra law. That's the Gemara Nida. Yisurin you learn out from the Sofra law. Yolif the erechod mehemen. At least according to Tosfos. According to Rashi, you don't really learn it out from there, but okay. Not again now, we're not going to go into, you know, Erechod. That was in the beginning of Shmaitz Abov. You forgot that already a long time ago. Chivon de l'korbon be'inon shnayim, right? And kena rishon de mehemem edoksiv lo nolda, o hasheni de lo goli kra, eno nemon l'korbon. So anyway, you can't sush tell Erechod lemon b'yitzurin. Certainly, Eglarufa would need shnayim, and there's a Xeris HaKosuf that one is enough, so this fits perfectly into the Ritva's scenario of saying Komako. I was going to say paradigm. But I didn't want to be so fancy. Okay.
Framework.
Shkoyach, that's the perfect word. The Ritva's framework of Komako. Vod Niril Anius Daiti. You see how good I am when I slept? This is what happens when I nap.
Slept or slept?
Slept. No, I slept because I slept.
Yeah, always slept.
I took a 6 o'clock bus, a 5 o'clock bus, and I slept the whole way. That's why I'm like so energetic now.
Well, how do you remember to get off at the right stop?
Chasde Hashem. I don't remember to get off the right stop. When I go sometimes to Yerushalayim, I sleep past my stop, and I end up in Har Chotzvim. I can tell you exactly how many steps it is from Har Chotzvim to my house. I would take a taxi, and then my wife's going to yell at me if I take a taxi.
We went that way when I took you back with Rabbi Yoyer.
Yeah. Well, Nirulani is taiti. Oh, now he has a very interesting svara. The Hassan Begla Rufa, now he's attacking the second half of the statement. Why, by Isurin, it would be inappropriate to say that the second guy is Echad B'Mokum Shnayim, but by Egla Rufa, the Gemara does say it. Vod Nirulani is taiti, the Hassan Begla Rufa, Kiva Asheni Omer Lo Ro'isa, Eino Meyat Shumedus. That's not an Eidus. He's not saying anything of substance. All he's doing, says the Shmaita, the interesting story. All he's doing is being makish the first guy. He's not saying any edus of substance. In other words, by nitmeis, you could say the second guy saying lo nitmeis. You didn't become also to habal. Nitmeis is an edus. Lo nitmeis is an edus. But reisia sahoreg, lo reisa, it's only a negation of the first edus. So that, because it's not really a real Eidus. He's just making a chiddush. Mashing by Yisurin, here we go again. The second guy wasn't saying an Eidus. You're saying Mutter, I'm saying Osir. You say Tomato, I say Tomato.
Say the same Eidus. It's the same Eidus. The same time.
But it's an Eidus b'fnei atzmo. It's not just a hakosha of the first guy. Right? Sometimes when kids are fighting, and my kids contradict me, they don't really say what they're saying. They just want to contradict me. That's what the Shmaitz is saying. Really, you find this musik, if you ever want to give musik to your kids, you find this musik in the Shmaitz. So all he's doing is being makish the first guy. There's no other substance to his edus. Elisha makish harishon leimolo reisa. Chabok shemina ha-toira ein ha-sheni nemol ha-kisho. V'davka b'chaticha sab... The first paragraph of the Shmaitz was negating the Shach in the first half of the din, and the second paragraph now is negating the Shach in the second half of the din. That maybe Ein Echad Shalach B'Mokum Shmayim is when the whole Echad is only coming to be Makish, the first guy. That's all he's doing. But when he's saying an Eidus b'fe'atzmo, so he's a yachson like the first guy. V'davka b'chatichas v'chelev, sh'arishon meyed eiduso sh'hu shumen, v'asheni k'moke meyed sh'hu chelev. U'ksheim sh'arishon nemon be'eiduso, k'achasheni nemon be'eiduso. So why would you say, so even if the first guy is ishnayim, so the second guy is also a yachson. Chagavna nira, and so it seems, ve'ed echad she'omer nisnasach eincha zeh, the Daz Kama Poskim, the Erechod, Nemon be Isurin, Bafidulis Chazaketera, the Boa Sheni, the Kisho, the Omelo, the Omploni, Sheyadito, the Reisa, the Obayom, Shinus Nasech, and the Omelo Reisa. Chaygavna, and a Chanami. Ein Hasheni, the Sheni would not be Nemon, even though we're dealing with Isurin, but says the Shmaitzer, maybe the second one wouldn't be Nemon, because all he's doing is being Makish, the first guy, and the first guy's Kishnayim. The Shmaita only says his Chiddush when the second guy is also Kishnayim. But when the second guy's whole Eidus is to negate the first guy, so that's not called, the second guy is also a Yachsin. That's called Ein Echad Shel Mokom, Dvar Shel Echad Mokom Shnayim. So he says even in that case, which is talking about Isurin, Chai Gavna Ein Hasheni Neman Ba Kosho, Hitaka wouldn't be Neman Ba Kosho, Zeh Acher Zeh, but his Kabel Kor Eidus HaRishon. Even if we will say the second guy is also a yachsin, that's when the second guy is also saying Eidus. So he's a yachsin like the first guy. But if the second guy is only being matkish, the first guy, no substance to an Eidus of Lo Ra'isa, all it's doing is being matkish, the first guy. So maybe you'll say, even by Yisurin, ain't Dvar Shalechet B'mokum Shlayim. I'll agree with the Shach. He's not really agreeing with the Shach, because he's arguing with him from all Sudadim. But he's saying, I'll agree that you could conceivably have a din of ain't Dvar Shalechet B'mokum Shlayim, even by Yisurin. I'll go along with it in such a case, where the only Eidus of the second guy is to be makish the first guy. It has no significance otherwise. Well, the fees there, so based on all of this, what I've said, now he's coming back to the original Diyun about Shvua. Again, the Shmaitz is saying when both Eid and Echads are both Ne'emon, so then you never say, you can't apply Kol Makom. So he's saying if an Eid Echad comes along and is Mechayev a Shvua, then the other aide comes and he says, Patos Meshua. Since he's going on the tzad, then aide Hamasayeya, Patos Meshua. So there couldn't possibly be a din of Ein Echad Shalom, because the second guy is the same Yachson as the first guy. You're Machayev Meshua, you're Patos Meshua. Well, if he's a Meshua Nami, the Ein Echad Masayeya pointer, Vasheni Nemon Kamoharishon, Imkain and Boharishon, the Chayev Shua, okay, so there's no komakom by Eid HaMasayeya, even if the Eid HaMachayev Shvua was an Eid Echad. Even if the Siba, the Chayev Shvua, was an Eid Echad. What? Well, whether they cancel each other out, well, even if they do cancel each other out, so the guy's not going to make a shua. That's the point. Yeah, so that's good. But if you would say komako, then the second guy wouldn't be believed, and he would have to swear. Whether or not they mamish cancel each other out, the marshal, let's say there's also a shua's mode of mixos, that's already the Shmaita talked about in Perikov, that they don't mamish cancel each other out. That they're still, they're just at loggerheads. But he would potter from any other shvua that might be around, like the b'mitzvahs or whatever. So now we have a problem, which we don't have because we're not really following, we don't have a scorecard. There's really a steer in the shach. Having said everything he said, there's really a steer in the shach. In the Chayshim Mishpit, he also says the Shmaitz Svara. That's what I remember yesterday. We said the Shmaitz just lifted the Svara from the shach. In Chayshim Mishpit, the shach says that when a shvua, the second aid is a yachsin also, because Eidam is a yeah, patas a shvua, so there's no din of kol makom, because the first guy is machayev a shvua, he's talking kishnayim, but the second guy patas a shvua, he's also kishnayim. That the shach himself says in Chayshim Mishpat, but in Yeridaya, when he's talking about Erech Neman being Surin, then he says you apply Kol Makom, and the second guy's not Neman, even though the second guy's also talking about Isurin. You know, the steer and the shach, in this svara between Chayshim Mishpat and Yerideya. Chayshim Mishpat, he says, like the Shmaitzer likes to say, that the second guy is also a Yachsin, right? So why should there be a din of Ein Dvar Shalechem B'makam Shnayim? The second guy also has a din of Kishnayim. And in Yerideya, he says, no, sorry. So, the Shmaitzer's brother, we met him a few times in the Shmaitzer, and you meet him a few times when you learn Kesoyis, has a teret. V'ochi harav ha-muflog Rabbeinu 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 Yehuda Kana Shein. What?
He's the conscious of Shakers?
Yeah. That's a bit of the Shakers. Very good. That, he called him by his name. Obviously they were on talking terms. V'ochi Omar, he's going to answer the Shach. My brother wants to give a teret to the steering Shach. Dafilu neimah beisurin kol shebo arishon shuvei nasheni neman ugedas hashach biyoredeya. The shach only holds what he holds in Yoredeya, because the neid echad is only neman when once the mitzvahs have been clarified, the neid echad is not neman anymore to go against that mitzvahs. I don't know if his brother meant chazaka or something even stronger than Chazaka. He's saying, once an Eid Echad comes along and says, this is Chalev.
So
finish, it's Chalev. We know, the Rambam, that now if someone would come along and eat it, they would get Malkus. Even though it was only Huchzah to be Chalev al-Pi Eid Echad. So it's like, there's no more Safek. The matter has been clarified. So now an Eid Echad comes along about a piece of Chalev and says, it's Shuman. Goodbye, Charlie. We're not going to believe you. Let's learn inside. We'll see the chilul. And without being surin, they know neman ela b'sofik chilul, sofik shuman. The chidush shem in the Torah the rishon. The Torah believed the first guy. Shuv eino neman hasheni neged chaticha shuv vade chilul or vade shuman al pi harishon. Right? Again, I'm adding. Remember, according to the Rambam, someone eating it would even get malchus. That's how much it's been established, and it's chilul. The first aid is only believed the Gabi Shvua. That's not called the matter has been clarified. All the first aid can do is make the guy swear. He hasn't clarified that he owes money. He has to swear. Like the whole Eidus is wishy-washy. It's
clarified that he owes a Shavua. Not really.
I don't think you look at it that way. You don't know. He clarified enough that we make the guy swear.
He made a suffix. He made enough of a suffix.
He made enough of a suffix that the guy swear. So he says, so there, that's the most. That's the utmost of his nemonos.
You don't clarify to a shiva. Right. You mesapik to a shiva.
Right. All he did was create a suffix. So there's still room for the second guy to come along and say he's mother from a shiva. Because the matter has not been clarified. A beautiful teretz, the Shmaitzer's brother says. When does the Shach say in Chayshim Mishpat? The Shach says that the second guy is not a Yachsin. I'm sorry, in Yoredeya, he says the second guy is not believed. You don't say Komoko, even though he has as much nemonos as the first guy, Lachora, that it's Yisurin. So he says no. But the first guy already clarified the matter, so the second guy is too late. The matter has been clarified. By Shengen by Shvua, beautiful. By Shengen by Shvua, nothing's been clarified. All he did was say you have to swear. So the second guy's going to say you don't have to swear.
So what? Is there a difference between din and mitzvah?
Uh oh. No.
There's a chiyuv shvua.
Difference between clarity of the reality and not clarity. Forget it. Okay, you're asking both. A very good question. There's an answer.
This is not an answer.
A chi of shvua is not like a chi of mommy. It's not like, okay, you owe him $100. You have to go pay him $100. Okay, you owe him a shvua, go give him a shvua. The eidus on a shvua is not the yimuchui of a shvua. The eidus on a shvua is that you owe him $100. Nor, we don't believe you, you're only an eid echad. And we learn out from the pasuk that the eid echad creates enough of a safek. You have to swear to dispel the suffer. And if you don't swear to dispel the suffer, you have to pay.
The Torah really puts the chiyuv shvuah by an eid echad.
Right, but that's not the eidus of the eid. The eid is not being mechayev shvuah. The eid is not coming to say, you are mechayev shvuah. He's coming to say, you owe $100.
No.
So that's what the Shemaitu, that's what the Kudjus on Sveikus answers. So there the Shach says, the matter has not yet been clarified, the matter is still up in the air, whether he owes the $100 or not. So now the second aid comes along and says,
really
owe $100.
Really,
so why should he have to swear?
But didn't the Torah already create a Chiyuv Shavua now?
So what?
Yeah, we never believed
the right says a Chiyuv
Shavua. Whoa. We're going on the side that Eidah Messiah Apatus from a Shavua. And if there would have been a Moda B'mitzas and an Eidecho could come in Patus from a Shavua, we have a problem that the Siva for the Chiyuv Shavua was an Eidecho, not Moda B'mitzas. So there is a possibility which the Shmaitzer liked the possibility, maybe now he'll agree with the Kudrus of Sveikus and Schillik, but he liked the possibility that you say Komoko. That you say Komoko. Except the Shmaitzer said you don't say Komoko because the second guy is also Kishnai. But now the Kudrus of Sveikus is suggesting that the second guy is only believed not because he's saying, because the matter has not been dealt with yet. But maybe by Yisurin, where the matter's been dealt with already, it's Chalev already, so there's no mokum for the second guy to come along. That's what he answered, the steer and the shach. What? Also you'd say komokum, according to the shach. The second guy would not be never to say it's Chalev. I'm sorry, am I hearing
it?
Yeah. I don't think it matters if he said, if the first eight said Chelem or Shuman. It's just, I'm saying the scenario where he ate Chelem, because then we can use the Rambam to show us how much he's really believed. Like, wow, he even gets Malchus. Because we're going to Eidah Messiah and Patos on the Shvuah. Poker gam Mishvuah to Osi al Pi Eidechot. Mafilu we have in Mashkachas. Now he says like a funny. Mafilu we have in Mashkachas Pasre, if you would have a case. I think the word Pasre means. You have a Hechitimtza in our vernacular. You would have a Hechitimtza. That two Eidim would be Mechayev Shvuah. They're not Nemon totally, they're only Mechayev Shvuah. Let's say you would have a thing if two Kroivim came in, or two Psulei Eidus, you would have a thing that Mechayev Shvuah. The Osi, Kivachenu El Shvuah, the matter has not been clarified. It's only he has to swear. Hasheni Poter, so then one Eid coming later would still Pater from a Shvuah. Because that's the point that the matter has not yet been clarified. Udvorav Nechonim. Wow, I would never say that about my brother. Udvorav Nechonim.
Gedok.
Okay, let's stop here. It's a good place to stop. Okay. Yeshikayach. No, I don't need a ride.